EQX, our Sunday brunch. We're talking with the folks from Bennington Museum today, ongoing Grandma Moses and all sorts of historical ongoing exhibits at the museum, and then some new things like For the Love of Vermont, featuring the collection of Lyman Orton, the proprietor of the Vermont Country Store. There is a Haunted Vermont exhibition and a History of Bennington exhibition going on, too. I'd like to bring Jay Craven on. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Joy. Hey. Good to talk to you.
Filmmaker Jay Craven, yeah, talking about something that you have going on at the museum. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's on Friday, September 29th. I'll be showing my most recently released film called Jack London's Martin Eden. And it's based on Jack London's autobiographical novel, written around 1902 or so. And it is an autobiographical story of London's sort of struggle as a writer to get accepted, to get his work into print, which was a long struggle, and also a relationship he had, which I can only describe as sort of mad love. He was head over heels and it didn't work out. And so it's sort of this question of class, aspiration, and the ability to transcend and the ability to be an artist against the odds. And we have a young cast that are fabulous. A young guy named Andrew Richardson plays Martin Eden. I think really extraordinary performance. British actor, although you can't really tell by watching the movie because his American accent is fine, but actually with a background in ballet. He was a part of the London Royal Ballet and decided suddenly to switch gears and go to the master's program at Carnegie Mellon in theater. And he's really great. We have some actors that people might recognize. Granger Hines plays the potential father-in-law who was in The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, and also Lincoln, Spielberg's Lincoln, as the Secretary of the Navy. Missy Yeager from Mad Men and Manchester by the Sea, a number of other films. So, you know, it was shot on Nantucket, for anybody that's been there or hasn't been. I mean, it's the main location is actually the famous Starbuck House built by the whaling captain, and in Main Street, fabulous brick mansion with an identical brick mansion on the right and on the left of that mansion that he built for his two sons. So these three fabulous brick mansions on Main Street in Nantucket that we used as locations. So
help us make the connection with you in the museum, Jack London. Why Bennington Museum? Why this film premiering next Friday night, the 29th, at the Bennington Museum?
Martin Eden is my ninth feature film. Most of them are Vermont films. Five of them are films made based on stories by Howard Frank Mosher, well-known Vermont writer. Made Where the Rivers Flow North, Disappearances, Stranger in the Kingdom, High Water, and Northern Borders with Bruce Dern and Genevieve Bujold. And after doing these films, I basically developed a new production method for making movies, and that is that every 2 years I bring together a group of 30 professionals who mentor and collaborate with 45 students from a dozen colleges for an entire semester that starts with a trip to the Sundance Film Festival and then 7 weeks of workshops, classes, pre-production, cool, visiting artists, and then 6 weeks of production. And those films we have shot in Vermont and in Massachusetts, partly because Massachusetts offers a 25% film incentive for people that are shooting films in that state. So in the case of Martin Eden, the state of Massachusetts put up $220,000 towards our budget of around $1.2 million.
Jay Craven, this is good stuff. Film screening this Friday for Jack London's Martin Eden. Tickets just $12 or $10 for the Bennington Museum members. So, Dina, people can certainly be members of the museum and enjoy discounts, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Our members always enjoy discounts on most of our programs and, of course, free admission to the galleries.
The Bennington Museum doing so many varied type things. A great place to visit, become a member of. It's the Sunday Brunch. It's EQX.